You are listening to episode 881. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to meditate or to experience a bit of calm as you go throughout your day. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to be sharing today's meditation technique with you that you can take into your meditation or into the most stressful part of your day. And that is a technique that's customized around our weekly theme. So I share a different meditation technique every single day, customized around a weekly theme. Our theme this week is managing procrastination. We're exploring meditation techniques you can do to help you push through fear, self-doubt, anxiety, anger, fatigue, all these big emotions that can topple your biggest dreams and goals and inspiration. And our technique today is actually where you'll focus on your third chakra. Now, don't worry if you're not sure what a chakra is. These techniques can be done whether you focus on a particular chakra or whether you just simply do the technique as you meditate. So you can have a choice. You can focus on the chakra, or you can simply focus on the meditation part. Chakra is really a way for you to manage and process your emotions. So in today's meditation technique, I always share every Thursday a productivity technique for you. So this will help you as you push through procrastination. So as you get ready to settle yourself in to meditate or to have a bit of relaxation throughout your day, focus on what fuels your passion, your zest for life. If you want to focus on your chakra, this is located, your third chakra, at your stomach, your digestive area. And this is referred to as your fire, your zest, your passion. And the color for this chakra is yellow. You could visualize yellow glowing softly right there at your stomach area. It's where you assimilate your food. It's also where your fire and passion for life comes from when you consider your chakras. So when you think about what it is you want to pursue, your goal, your project, your passion, focus intensely on what lights you up, what excites you about this project. What is it that motivated you to even consider or pursue a goal such as this? Whether or not you've already started it and it's only halfway done and it's hanging over your head, or whether it's something you want to initiate, but you may even feel a little twinge in your stomach. This fear, this self-doubt that can creep in, and that's natural, that's part of the process. That often means that it's the right project for you. It's something you should pursue if you're feeling this fear and doubt. And if you don't feel that way, chances are you're not pursuing something big enough for yourself. So if you're feeling these experiences of, oh, I'm not really sure that I can do this, or how would I do it? It's so overwhelming. Where would I even begin? Know you're on the right track. If your mind is already going, processing these emotions, this is something that you likely need to pursue. And to get past that feeling of being stuck or stifled because you need to push through the doubts so that you can start taking action, focus on your zest for life, your passion. What excites you about this project? And imagine how you would feel as you go through the journey of pursuing the project, of seeing it to completion. So visualize yourself focusing on a project or a goal you may have been mulling around in your mind, or something you've already initiated and you just haven't completed it. Bring that to mind right now. Think about it. This is your life. What is it that would fuel you to wake up excited every day? We all start somewhere. When you hear of people doing great things, it all started with a vision and inspiration. And when you ask them how they got through the fear and the self-doubt, they say they did it by focusing on the passion, by being so focused on what it was that they wanted to do or pursue, that they were so focused on that that it pushed them through those times where they felt very inadequate, where they felt this doubt and this fear. So focus on your zest for life, your passion, and what excites you about this project or this goal, this dream of yours. I was just listening to an interview with Sarah Blakely, who is the founder of Spanx. It's intimate apparel for women and men, actually. She just launched a line for men. And she is one of the few female billionaires in the world. And she started her company completely on her own. She never borrowed any money. She owns her company outright. And she talks about how she had so many challenges, something that she initiated completely on her own. And what is so apparent in the interview is how focused she is on her passion. She felt so strongly about her product, helping women, that she knew she had a lot of hurdles. But she was able to push through those with her determination to bring this product to fruition, just to put it out there. And this drive and ambition was fueled by her passion. She never lost sight of what she was doing. And she's a remarkably balanced, you could say, person in her life. So she has great relationships. She has a great business. She has 4 children. She's healthy. She's a very well-rounded person. So she didn't throw herself completely into her work at the expense of everything else. She made this her passion, her life purpose, to create Spanx, her company. But she also nurtured her relationships and her health along the way because she was having fun. She had fun and looked forward to the challenges. So when you think about what it is you want to do, consider how you can have fun in the process. Think of it like a game. And Monica West, who you heard the very first episode in this 7-part series, who wrote, produced, and acted in her own award-winning miniseries. She talks about a productivity technique that Sarah Blakely also mentioned she does in the interview that I heard. It's a brain dump. It's where you have all these things going on in your mind, your fears, your doubts, questions, ideas, and you feel like you're not really moving forward. You start to get overwhelmed. And so they both would write it down, just write it all down on a piece of paper and just focus on that one thing they needed to do in order to reach the next step. They would just write everything down, dump it on a piece of paper or a notebook, the back of an envelope, whatever they have handy, your Evernote. And then they would focus on that one thing, because your passion can get a little bit ahead of you if you're not careful. You can become so passionate that you struggle with shiny object syndrome. I know I struggle with this, where you jump on all these new ideas and the latest thing that comes out, you just want to do it, and it can be hard to move forward. So in your meditation today, focus on that one thing. You could write down everything that's in your mind. When your mind is so distracted and you can't focus when you meditate, try this technique. Do a brain dump. And then sit in your meditation and focus on that one thing. And if you're not meditating, focus on that one thing as you go throughout your day. These are techniques you can do on or off your meditation cushion. And if you want to be guided in a meditation using this same technique for as little as 50 cents a day, you can get a complete guided meditation every single day, a brand new one, over at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. You get 2 weeks worth of meditations absolutely free just for subscribing there. So take this technique into your meditation or into your day. Do both. Focus on your passion. What fuels your passion to give you the inspiration to create this goal or this project or dream you have? And then focus on the one thing you need to do to push through to make it happen. Meditate just to the point where you still enjoy doing it, always leaving your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.